that, like we had talked about
earlier, yeah,
teach love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do want to teach the game, but teach love of the game.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
This is it. So it was within the first year we started looking for places to live. She actually is a nurse down in York. So yeah, she was born and raised York, living and working down in York then. And so there was, we had to commute to see each other for the first few months. And we're like, you know what? We know this. Let's just go ahead and get a place together. So that's what led us to where we're at now, which is in Enola.
Okay. Which that makes a shorter commute. I mean, you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
From North London.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it splits it.
Makes sense.
Now I say split, but she still drives further than I, even to Northern Lebanon. Cause for me to Northern Lebanon is about 30 minutes.
Okay.
For her to work is about 40, 45.
Okay.
So it's still,
she gets your beat a little
I'll
bit.
I'll admit
there.
It's advantage Jason on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And it's yeah. probably mostly, what is that?
81.
81 shoots yeah, straight across. Yeah, yep. 81. And she probably works, what, Wellspan's a big hospital down there?
That's, yeah, she's at Wellspan, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I know, unfortunately, about a month or so ago, they had that heartbreaking incident happen.
That's
but
right.
that was at one of the other, I forget the, but it was at a different hospital in York.
Okay.
But yeah. Nonetheless, she was pretty.
Pretty shook.
Probably. I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but now, luckily, that she wasn't involved in that, but yeah, she's at Wellspan down there. So, but yeah, so we've lived there now for a little over a year. But I go through my ranks and everything at Yellow Breeches, and I actually worked my way up to running an entire program myself. Between that and coaching and just a lot of time on the road and everything, it became to be a lot, you know, and then. Not that I ever shy away from responsibility, but just there was a lot more that went into the job than just the 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Just putting the time in. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so one of my best friends, he transitioned over to the West Shore School District and is teaching now at Crossroads Middle School,
okay,
part of Redland. And he's like, dude, it is great over here. He's like... And he knew that I was looking to get back into the classroom to, you know, because I was comfortable in it and really liked that dynamic of teacher to student. And so I was like, you know what the heck? And he's like, they're looking for special ed teachers. And so I decided to put in. I kid you not, I didn't even finish my application, but 10 minutes after I started it, I got an email.
Wow.
That was like, hey, we see you started an application. Awesome. Are you interested to come interview? So that just opened the doors to me starting then at Cedar Cliff, which just happened this year.
That had to feel good too, because it's like, you know, your skill set, what you've learned throughout the years is in demand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, hey, we see you started. You know, we don't even know anything about you other than you started, but we want to interview. You know what I mean?
And they've even said too, and I'll recommend this to anybody who's listening too, is that if you see anybody with yellow breeches on their resume, it takes special people to work through there.
Yeah.
So those are ones to go after for sure.
Okay.
They're great quality people. I will admit I miss yellow breeches, and I've worked with fantastic people, but it was my time to transition.
What do you miss the most about it? Like
the people I worked with.
Yeah.
Definitely the people worked with. The students were great. You know, there were some that you know, we're knuckleheads as you have.
Yeah.
But it was the people we worked with and the experiences, because it was very experiential, I guess, really is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Because each week, right, because these are kids that do not like school. So a part of the benefit of being alternate education is that one day each week we went out and did something like hiking, mountain biking, climbing, go to museums, aquarium, like experiential stuff.
Yeah, you know? Get them out of the classroom.
Exactly.
Yeah, get them to see the world.
So I do miss that aspect, because now I am Monday through Fridays, every day is in the classroom.
Yeah.
But it was a good time there while I was.
Yeah. So, okay, so now, all right, we got you at Cedar Cliff, head coach at Northern Lebanon. I think across the board, kids aren't coming out like they used to for sports. You know, it doesn't matter what sport. Numbers are down, right? What do you see as a possible solution with all your experience? You know, how do you get kids motivated to come out and play, put the video game controller down, put the iPhone down, and you know, be active?
Just that, truthfully, is that in order to kind of get back to where things were, not to sound like I'm that old, but you have to put your phone down. You have to put the video games down. Like, you have to be willing to separate from that. But in that same aspect though, like, there's been a loss at a motivation to physically work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Today's day and age, it's not that people are afraid of work, but as soon as you introduce a physical aspect of it, then there's more of a turnoff to it. You know what I mean? Especially those who don't get involved at the youth level. That is my biggest thing, is that you start young.
You have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is that you got to have the right people within your youth organizations that, like we had talked about
earlier,
teach love.
Yeah.
You know, not, I mean, you do want to teach the game, but teach love of the game. You know, how can we make this fun for kids that are 6, 7, 8 years old?
Yeah. So they keep coming out and they keep playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like you said, if you have a bad experience, you could be a great athlete, but no one will ever know, because, you know, when you were 6 or 7, you lost interest. You know what I mean? And you're like, no, this isn't for me. I don't want to get yelled at every practice or this and that. You know, it is, I think, the love of the game. And, you know, at that age, it's a lot of teaching and hands-on. You can't be turning kids away, because those are your, like we said upstairs, you know, talking with my father before we recorded, those are the feeder programs.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
They mean everything.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And that's one of the things I tried to do when I first took over North Lebanon, was, you know, build that connection with them. And it's been strong. It started with Ron Copenhaver and then Phil Shirk, who are running that organization. And now Phil retired from that aspect. But Ron, I actually, is now on my staff up at the varsity level.
Oh, wow.
So that just goes to show that bridge is continuing to be built, and I'm maintaining it with the current head coaches down there too. And not only does our feeder program, does the youth program see success, even like wins and losses see success, but in the quality of the coaches that are in the program.
Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And speaking of coaches in the program, like we mentioned earlier, your dad, your father,
yeah,
Mark, mm-hmm. what is that like? Because, okay, he's, you know, you're the head coach, he's a defensive coordinator. That's a unique position to be in.
It is only the greatest thing in the world.
Is it?
I tell you, and I say this to anybody and everybody, is you know, get to the point where you work so hard that you become your parents' boss.
Okay. Yeah. You know? I like that. Yeah.
And so, because, and not for any other aspect, but that it's just fun to work with him. There's nothing better than naturally you spend so much time together, right? But to have something that you connect on, you both love, and you get to, football is one of the most emotional sports in the world, in my opinion.
For sure.
So you get to express emotions not only with each other, but like with others, but then with each other in front of others.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So, cause obviously you get a lot of chuckles when, you know, I introduce myself as the head coach and then I'm like, here's my number two. And he just so happens to be my, you get chuckles. But then you see though, that like, while we are still father and son, when it's go time, we're coaches.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that kind of, it shows, I believe it shows, and I love it.
Yeah. Is there a funny story or an incident you remember during a game that, like, you know, maybe you got heated at each other, maybe it was a big play and you guys were just, you know, high-fiving or anything like that?
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a boatload of memories. But I will say the funniest memory actually was when I was at Milton Hershey, because he was still on staff at that time. Boy, now this was, again, that was my first ever coaching, was volunteering at Milton Hershey. I forget what it was, but I'm pretty sure I looked over at him and I either told him to shut up or I told him to stop talking, and the dad came out
there. Did it? Yeah.
He gave me the dad look and I literally, right away.
You knew.
Yeah, I was, he knew by my body language. I didn't say anything after that, but he knew by my body language that I was like, I crossed the line, I shouldn't have done it at that time.
Yeah.
Now though, and not that I'm telling him to shut up or anything like that, but like now as the head coach, I can yell at him.
That's true. Yeah. You know, you're the boss. Exactly. Yeah, like we said. Yeah.
So, there have been moments of that, but actually far and few between. One of my favorite moments, was going back to year one, week one. We played Pine Grove and there was a lot of excitement, with having some change within the program. But also opening up against a rival in our home stadium all at the same time. Right. And at the time, Northern Lebanon wasn't winning much. You know what I mean? They didn't win a whole lot in the few years prior. And so there was hope. A lot of people came out for that game, and we ended up winning 13-7.
Whoa.
So it was close.
Nail-biter,
It came down to the end. And I'll never forget, though, we went through the lines, and then I shook the head coach's hand, and then we started walking to our end zone. He just kind of put his arm around and grabbed my shoulder, and I looked over and he had a little bit of a tear coming down.
Yeah.
Just to be in that moment of him always supporting my growth in coaching. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then to see me now in a position of head coach and in my first game, getting my first win for a community that was ready for a win.
That needed it. Yeah. Needed it. Yeah. 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 And he's probably a lot of pride, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It was there. Definitely. Yeah. So.
Wow. Let's take a snack break real quick.
Certainly. Yeah.
This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. Oh man, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be something to coach with your father, but yet you're the head honcho, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're actually I think it was 2 years ago, somebody had come out and done an article on he and I coaching together.
Okay.
And that was so cool to have it, because like the guy interviewed me, interviewed him, and we, you know, went around the stadium, took some pictures and whatnot. That was cool to kind of have some recognition in there.
Yeah.
Because it is unique. It you don't is. Always come across it.
100%. Yeah. So, you know, like you mentioned before you got there, it was some tough times. I think some of the seasons were, you know, 2-26 over several seasons for Northern Lebanon. It was tough. So how do you, you know, build a family atmosphere within the team, you know, how do you foster those connections with the players as you being a newer coach, you know, back then?
Yeah. First is lead by example. That's kind of how I do almost everything I do. And so not only was my dad like one of the best, most experienced coaches I knew at the time, but, there also is quality in having a family member on staff then too, is that you can demonstrate like, hey, this, you know, we do this together and we can also do it. Meaning like the team, we can do this together. So to have that and to be able to kind of lead by example, but preach. And my biggest thing with family is, you know, families aren't perfect and, you know, and there's going to be ups and downs, but as long as you're willing to be there for one another in every moment, despite what it is, that's the biggest thing. And so it's not just the season. It's when we're working out January through August too.
The off season.
Yeah. Is to take some time to enjoy moments with them. I keep hitting this.
No, you're good.
Take time to enjoy moments along the way, you know? And so we like to do team building activities. And then, so we're not just, you know, pumping weights 24/7. We like to get out and do things. And so, yeah, just continue to remind guys to live in the moment and to lean on one another.
That's huge. That's huge, you know, because it goes by so quickly. You know, your high school career.
How about it?
It does, yeah. You know. And what you wouldn't do, you know, I remember coaches saying, oh, you know, Sully, wait till you're done. You know, you do anything to come back and play. And it's like, under Friday Night Lights, man, I would. I'd do anything to go, you know, get on the O-line again and, you know. It's crazy to think about.
Oh, my gosh. And that was also a motivation why I wanted to continue to coach, because, you know, maybe me just reliving my glory days, but I didn't want to let go of those moments.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Because they're so special. You cannot beat Friday nights.
No.
Now, I loved Saturday day games.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But Friday night lights, though, are just unique in itself. Something
different about it. The atmosphere, you know, the band, the cheerleaders, the community coming out to support. It's like, you can't help but get hyped. You got the music playing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Something special.
And that's, we've started to build more of a connection with our band as well. You know, the director there asked if, because actually something, now I don't know where the separation went, but, when I first got there, there wasn't like alma mater sung or anything like that. And it was actually the band director reaching out to me.
Okay.
Saying, hey, we would like to play the alma mater. Would you guys like be willing to come over? And so that's a tradition that we've started to reestablish with them. Yeah.
That's really cool. You know what I mean? And, you know, again, it shows camaraderie. It shows, you know, that you care about one another. So let me ask you this, you know, family obviously being very important. Mm-hmm. Your senior class of 2025, if I'm not mistaken, has been with you since they were freshmen.
Yeah.
That's something special. So, you know, what's it been like watching, you know, these young men grow, and how have they shaped the identity, really, of Northern Lebanon football?
Yeah, boy. So I can actually, in talking about those guys, I have to talk about some of the firsts. So our first year, the senior class, was what turned out being one of our strongest classes, actually. Kind of surprising too, I guess, going into a first year situation. But you had guys like Kalani Adams, you had Mitchell Hetrick, you had Dwight Ostermeyer, Tyler George was a guy that I loved. That was a guy who maybe lining up against everybody wouldn't stand out. But when you would say, hey, Tyler George, would you be willing? And before you could finish that question, sure, coach, I'm there. You know, Dwight Ostermeyer was a dude who had a bulging six pack, right?
I mean,
he was a jacked individual, I'll never forget. Actually, it was Lebanon we were playing, in our first offense play of the game, we just hit him on a slant, and he shred that DB off him like it was just butter,
just took off. Let's go.
Mitchell Hetrick was that all around. Just, he's a blue collar worker. He's actually, last I checked, he was a power line worker.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if he's still doing that or not. But then kind of the, you know, call it the leader of that group was Kalani Adams. He was our middle linebacker and ended up going on to play at Shippensburg then for a short period of time. But had a short stint at Yeah, Shippensburg.
Yeah.
So that was the first group. Then you had other guys like James Voigt, who probably one of the most natural athletes I've seen, right? His ability to read a ball in the air and be able to go get it. So he was a wide receiver for us.
Okay.
He ended up having on like 1,100 yards and like 12 touchdowns
his senior year. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. Also, smarter than probably you and I put together, I'd imagine.
Real genius. Yeah.
So
he's huge. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he ends up going to Penn State.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he walked on, but, he made it all the way to the last cut.
No.
And then got cut.
Oh, man, that's gotta be tough.
But I mean, just the fact, right.
Yeah.
So just the fact.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm just thinking like, yeah, just the fact you made it that far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, son of a gun. One, you know what I mean? It's
But
still, that says a lot.
Yep. Yeah. And then the last guy I'd be foolish not to talk about would be Luke Schaefer, who you had on
a podcast. Yeah.
That guy is a foundational brick towards any program.
Yeah.
Just his energy in the weight room is the first thing that I always think of with him. He was the guy that'd be dancing goofy.
I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Luke, yeah. Yes. If you're listening, shout out.
Yes, 100%. Luke, hope you're doing well because he's at Clarion now.
Is he good?
Yeah, he
went there. Good.
They're working through spring ball right now. And I do because I spoke with the coach not long ago because they always come through for recruiting.
Okay.
And said a lot of positive things about Luke. So I do hope things are going well for him.
That's good. That's great.
So, but back to now this class. And what was special about this class is the fact that they were our first freshmen. So we literally raised them. Right. Right? It's almost like raising a baby.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. 100%.
And so the bond that we had with this past senior class, very strong, very unique too, right?
Yeah.
Because we've been through all the ebbs and flows. We've been through the positives of going to the playoffs for the first time in a while in Northern Lebanon. We've been through a lot of negatives too, like being this close to going again.
Oof.
But, you know, when you fall, you lose to a team in overtime or you lose 7-6, things right. like that. You know what
you
I mean?
You fought hard.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then to just go out. And I'll talk a little bit more on this then later on too before we wrap up. But for them to then take on an obstacle like being reclassified to Section 4 in the LL.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you're fully aware, but the LL added Berks County.
Okay.
Into the league.
Yeah.
So with that, we actually what was 5 sections then.
Yeah.
It became 5 sections, and we were Section 5 before this class's senior year. We got reclassified to Section 4. And that's where we play Wyomissing. That's where we play Lampeter Strasburg. That's where we play Twin Valley.
Okay.
And just teams that are, total respect to them, out of our league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
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 So
how does that work out? I mean, what's the rhyme or reason?
Your answer's as good as mine.
Okay, so, I was just curious.
So I'd went on a little bit of an advocacy run to try and ruffle some feathers and, you know, shake up some water and see, right. like, if there was just something we could do about it. Unfortunately, nothing could be done at the time. I do think there's other ways that, you know, we can structure who plays in what section and whatnot, but, you know, that's not the hat I wear at this time, so... But unless I'm going to advocate for my team.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. So
it makes you a great coach.
Seriously. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, but I loved this senior class because, boy, were they like, well, at first they were like, oh, they're like, let's go. Let's do it. You know what I mean? And we probably didn't have our best year last year, but nonetheless, though, we lined up against LS almost won the state championship game this year. They lost in the state final.
Okay.
And the only reason why Wyomissing wasn't there was because LS and Wyo played for the district championship.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
played some real good teams.
Oh my gosh.
And you hung in with them, you know, or you were at least there.
We were on the field. We gave it all. And one of the things I love is... I don't love losing. I'll tell you, the thing I hate more than anything in the world is losing. But when you go across the field, coach shakes your hand, and he tells you flat out, he's like, you guys play until that whistle blows.
Yeah.
That's even like, say it's an ugly game and we're on the ugly side of it. we play until that horn blows at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And when you hear that from another coach, it just means a lot to you.
Has more of an impact.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I remember, well, now he's Coach Lambros at Cedar Crest. He's the head coach there now.
Mm-hmm.
He was my coach 7th and 8th grade.
Oh, nice.
You know, so yeah, it goes back a little bit. But I remember, I think 7th grade, we might have lost 2 games. We had a pretty good younger group. And then as we got older, you know, other stuff came into play and people weren't, you know, pulling our own weight. But that's beside the point. And I just remember he said a similar thing. He was like, I hate to lose, you know. And it just, I think that breeds in a team, you know, that mentality of like, we want to win not only for parents and coach and the community and the school, but it's like we want to win for each other, you know, and win and losing, not that it, well, it's not acceptable, you know what I mean, but it's part of learning, you know.
So yeah,
it's
100%.
Like you have to lose to learn and better yourself, but you don't go in with the mentality of, oh, this team's really good, so we shouldn't even try. You know what I mean?
That's not our approach to any of it. You know, yeah, we understand that there might be a difference in not only teams but abilities too. But we're not looking at it. It's a game. Yeah. And so we're lining up anybody against another team, and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the things that I talk to the players a lot. And one of my favorite quotes, which believe it or not, I got this from Shorzy. If you're familiar with that show at all. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things I love is that there's a lot of talk about like wanting to win, loving to win. But Shorzy always says, yeah, but do you hate to lose? There's a difference.
Yeah.
And at the first time I heard that, I was like, wait, let me calculate that real quick. But then I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah. They're like, sure, I love winning. But like, if you hate to lose, though, you just work differently.
Yeah.
You know?
Different mentality, right? Different mindset.
Yeah, when you're winning, and like everything's all good and everything, but like if you hate losing enough, you'll do what it takes to get out of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, I think you see that with, you know, like talking about NFL with the Eagles, you know, being an underdog mentality. You know, you lose so many times, and again, this is any sports team. I just that's my team, so that's what comes to my mind. Totally. But it's like, you know, you have that mentality of okay, you're losing, news and the media's not talking well about you. And it's just like, okay, you know, we got to be hungry, you know. And that's, again, to go back to Coach Lebo, Steve Lebo, he said, how did he say this? Man, it's legs feed a hungry wolf, something like that. Like, it's your mentality. And, you know, if you keep bettering yourself each and every day, one day, boom, you'll be there. You know, you'll be at the Super Bowl or, you know, championship game, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Now, you've had some pretty big mentors in your life. Chris Pope, I believe, is one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, is it Matt? Yeah, Matt.
Matt Nagy.
You know, from your days at Palmyra.
Mm-hmm.
And Nagy's now the offensive coordinator.
Right.
At the Chiefs.
Yeah. Spent, what was it, 3 years as the head coach of the Chicago Bears? So, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, exactly. So, what lessons from them, you know, do you still carry with you as your head coach now?
Yeah, totally. So I'll talk about Coach Nagy first, because Coach Pope is just, he's different in my eyes. So I'll get to him in a second.
Okay.
Coach Nagy, 100% an X's and O's guys. But the ability to connect on a personal level too. I would have loved, and I will tell you out actually on record here, I tried.
Did you?
He took over as the Bears coach. I was texting, calling, whatever. I said, Coach, I'll fill up your coffee every morning. Just let me get in that field house with you.
Definitely, yeah.
He responded to me once, and a little humbling. He said, hey, buddy, look, you're doing good things. You stay in your lane, and good things will come.
Yeah.
That's why I just kept working hard at what I was doing. But, a tremendous X's and O's. I mean, the guy is a scientist. And that's why I think he and Andy Reid clicked on the level that they do.
Yeah.
That's why, like, he was with KC, left Chicago, and then after Chicago, Andy Reid's like, all right, come back.
Come back. Yeah.
So, because, I mean, yeah, they put it together there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, learned a lot as far as the schematics of the game through him. Coach Pope, I love that. I will die for that guy. He's a guy that actually took over as the head coach when I was going into my freshman year.
Okay.
So things started to look well for me when I was going into middle school football-wise. I started to grow. I was very athletic. And the middle school team was looking for a quarterback.
Perfect.
So I said, you know what? I'll give it a go. end up having great success at that position in middle school, to the point where I remember a few times Coach Pope came down to watch.
Wow.
Yeah. So, because he was already hired to be the next guy in line. And so he just kind of wanted to see what was coming up and build that same bridge of feeder programs.
Yeah.
And so he actually pulled me aside once after a practice or something. And he was like, how would you feel about trying out for varsity? And at that same time, Palmyra was going through a huge growth spurt. Just in size of school. So they were actually installing a freshman program.
Okay.
JV and varsity then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, how would you like to come up and compete for the varsity and JV stuff? And I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I had heard talks about who Coach Pope was, an individual who was always high energy. You're never going to get anything below 100. 99% doesn't exist in that guy's brain.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was 100 or nothing. And I've heard rumors of like his pregame pep talks and how intense they get. I've heard stories of headbutts into lockers, of punching stuff.
High energy.
Yeah. I've even heard a story once of him getting a nosebleed during a pep talk.
He was jacked up? That
yes,
intense.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I'll never forget. So I was fortunate enough to compete at the varsity level as a freshman. My first, very first football practice in August, torrential downpour.
Yeah.
So we go out there and I'm the only freshman. I'm surrounded by upperclassmen. Nobody even talked to or nothing. And, we go through our lanes and the first thing we did in our stretch lanes was push-ups. I just so happened to be in the spot where there's a puddle. And I'll tell you this, I hate rain. Hate rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, when it's raining in North Lebanon, I ask our boosters if they can pay for us to go to In the Net.
Really? Oh wow! So you really hate the rain? That's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome, Coach.
So, but anyways, I step to the side of this puddle to do my push-ups, and so I'm out of line of everybody else. And Coach Pope came out then from the school, and I just hear a blow of the whistle, tweet.
Okay.
And he goes, Rice. And I cannot actually say on here what then was followed by that.
Yeah.
But I realize now that I wasn't that guy that anymore that he had his arm around like, hey, you want to come up and play? I was now in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he was like, you're in it.
It's real now.
You are now, yeah. You're now going to do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
And so I then had to resume into the puddle.
Into the puddle. Yeah. That's what he wanted. Yeah. Yeah, you got to stay in line, right?
But that's him, though. His intensity. Yeah. Wow. Is that you're going to do it his way. You're going to do it right. And you're going to do it hard too. Yeah. And so not only just being fortunate to play up my freshman year, but then becoming a captain and everything and playing quarterback, he and I just had a bond. And even to this day, like I'm good friends with he and his wife. We'll go out for beers at times and it's been a while. So Coach Pope, Ms. Pope, if you're listening, let's go grab one.
There you go.
Yeah, so that is a guy I will, yeah.
Yeah.
I will go to battle for that dude. I love him.
Means something to you for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
So you've said, you know, football's more than X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the most important life lesson you hope that your players will take away from their time, you know, spent with you?
Oh, boy, yeah. I think, and a lot because of technology and just because of society and the way that sports at the collegiate level are going, the way the sports at the pro level are going, people are becoming individuals. And I'm not crazy about it. I have gotten to where I'm at because of leaning on people. And I think one of the things that about the game that I love so much is that you can't play it as an individual. It's not going to work
100%,
out.
Yeah.
And so that's my biggest thing to the guys is don't be afraid to expose yourself. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Own it, admit it, fix it, right? But then when you see somebody else doing that, don't get on them, but just show them the right way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so create that environment where people can feel comfortable to be themselves, but also to go ahead and lean on one another. That's my biggest point of it all.
I like that because it's so easy. I think you can put people down, but to show them the way because you've learned it or you've gone through it and help, like you said, support them, bring them up, you know, That's what it's all about. I love that coach. That's great. Now, let me ask you this. You know, North Lebanon, real small knit community up in Fredericksburg area. Mm-hmm. You know, how does that tight-knit community influence the team and your approach to coaching?
I had to get in the community real quick because of that, you know. So I got to know parents. I got to know, you know, the youth organization. And then I also got to know administration all the way up to the superintendent. Gary Messinger is a Northern Lebanon grad.
Okay.
Played football there and everything, and he's the soup there now. Yeah. And so I actually remember my first year of reaching out to him and being like, hey, I would like to sit down with you and talk about some of these things. And guess what? He opened his door.
It was all about
I guarantee he had a full schedule, but he was willing to take some time to talk. And then I always had a respect for that then too. Funny enough, then end up coaching his kid, who also was a part of this previous senior year class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, his kid was a soccer goalie, though, so he was a kicker for us.
Okay.
And when I'd say, Riley's a fantastic athlete. So for him, it was soccer and football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and then baseball in the spring.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's going to play baseball. I'm trying to remember the last he talked to me. I don't know if he made his decision yet, but he was leaning towards a place like actually down towards North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But yeah, so he had a boot. Just so happens he's playing in that same All-Star game now.
Really?
I played in, and we got a couple other guys. So I do just want to shout out, you know, Riley. I want to shout out Brendan Ryan, who is a fantastic athlete for us, and also Eli Thompson will be playing in that game
too. That's awesome.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
That's a lot of fun. So looking ahead, what do you see as the vision for North Lebanon football for the next, you know, 5 years? What's kind of the plan?
Yeah, totally. So I'm continuing to advocate for us outside of just football itself, right? So I'm trying to find a way that we can be put in a position to compete, right? Because one of the things of getting kids to come out and play and get out to love, winning does play a factor. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you if we would make a run at districts, we'd probably get more guys to come out
players coming out. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So that's first and foremost what I'm trying to do. And I'm just, I also decided to take a step back as far as my involvement. So I've always been an offensive guy. My whole coaching career, despite playing defense in college, mentally, I was always an offense, you know?
Yeah.
So I brought the offense that I learned through my college days to Northern Lebanon. We saw some success early and, you know, were able to make good grounds. And then this past year just, it you know, plateaued, I would say, you know? And so I decided to pass along the offensive coordinator responsibilities to my now OC, Josh Thompson. So shout out to Josh there. And very excited what he's going to do. And also my role in that then too is to now go harder into a whole team visualization rather than just thinking X's and O's and offense, right?
Right.
To I know when we first started, culture was everything, right? And people were very big fans of our culture. I will say that might have dwindled recently, so I want to bring it right back. I think that's an easy fix, is just transitioning to be just a head coach. Now I'm all in for the kids. I'm all in for the culture. I'm all in for how we can just make the entire organization better.
So
that's kind of my push.
No, it's phenomenal. And let me ask you this. How can our listeners connect with you and follow along on your journey, and how can they, you know, support Northern Lebanon football?
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, I know Northern Lebanon football has a couple different media platforms. I don't know the handles right off my head, but they are on X now. I think it's like NL Vikings football with an underscore in there. And then we have our NL Vikings football Facebook, as well as our NL football boosters Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so our boosters, I want to give a shout out to them too, because they go above and beyond. I love that group.
Yeah.
So appreciative of them. And then myself, I am on Instagram and X itself. Instagram is _Jason_Rice. And then my X is CoachRice_NL. So,
perfect.
Give a follow if you're listening.
Oh, definitely. No TikTok, though? You don't do the TikTok dances?
I had no. That's no, first sign. Yeah. Even the players are like, yeah, you want to do a TikTok? Nope, I'm good there. So yeah. I have it, and I like to scroll and like laugh at videos and stuff like that. But no, I ain't doing them myself.
Yeah, that's a little out of my realm too. Yeah, you know. Right. So you know, before we close out, is there anything else that we didn't talk about, or I might not know that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, my biggest thing is that high school sports are taking a little bit of a hit. From my observations. And again, I think a big thing of that is to allow kids to compete and feel victory. So I do think that it would be very good for not just the LL, but for all leagues in general to kind of evaluate how teams are performing and not base a team just off of its school enrollment.
Oh, you good know? Point. I like that. Yeah.
So kind of look at how a team has performed in recent years and change up how we evaluate where and who they should play, not just because of the number of kids in the school, but maybe because of how they're doing on the field.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, Jason, it's been great getting to talk with you, getting to meet you.
It's been a pleasure.
You know, I'm going to follow you on social media because...
Please, I'll do the same.
Yeah. One day I feel like you could be on the NFL sideline.
Oh, man, I'd love that.
I feel like that could be something
I appreciate
in your future.
It.
So, yeah, I appreciate your time coming in. And if you're good, I'm gonna wrap up.
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, thank you so much.
Perfect. Yeah, Jason Rice, teacher and head football coach. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@ModernGentCustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community-oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit Triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.